Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stars right now on the BetMGM Network. It's a football Friday, but we'll pepper in some postseason baseball as well. Coming up in the next hour, we'll start with another great slate in college football with multiple must-see games. Miami and Florida State, that rivalry is back to maybe being good. Diego Pavia is once again running his mouth about Bama. Will Arch Manning reinsert himself in the Heisman competition? We'll talk about that. In the next segment, our first look at the divisional round in the MLB postseason. All the favorites advanced out of the wild card round. Is it more chalk this round than it's Parlay Central at 7:40? All coming up next in the next hour here on the Daily Tip. So, Jenks, I just saw this. Mm-hmm. Diego Pavia apparently is being mentored by Johnny Manziel, and it feels very fitting. Because when it comes to confidence, this is what we saw from Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel was absolutely electric when he played college football. He also had like the cool celebrations to go along with it. He'd like to troll people a little bit. But unfortunately, his demise came in the NFL and he wasn't super focused. So do you think this is a good thing? Because I'll say the quote is, learn from my mistakes, brother. Learn from Johnny. Don't be Johnny off the field.
I don't know. Do you really trust Johnny Manziel? I don't. Johnny Manziel didn't even study the playbook in college. Like, he's very famous for, he just went out there, which is how he played. When you watch Johnny Manziel play, he just ran around the field and made things happen. He didn't know the playbook at all. He just went out there and got it done, which is amazing to think about, but it's why he was such a force at the time, because he could do it all, and everything was off schedule, and he somehow made it all come together to help the Aggies win and then win the Heisman Trophy. Then he gets to the NFL and thinks he can do the same, and oh, it's different. Like, I don't know if I necessarily buy Johnny Manziel saying, don't do what I did. He'd be like, hey, we've worked hard today. Good work. Let's find some strippers and coke. Like, I feel like that would be Johnny Manziel at the end of a workday.
But I feel like it should be relatable coming from Johnny, though. Because, like, he is somebody who lived this lifestyle that Diego Pavia is living to an extent. Like, Diego Pavia is not on the level of Johnny Manziel. Like, Johnny Manziel was having, like, Drake write songs about him. But I'll say this. Diego Pavia and, like, Theo Vaughn are, like, you know, scouting for ways to get, who is it? I just forgot her name. Who's the singer that they like? That does the great dances, but she's not that great of a singer? Tate McRae.
Tate McRae.
I don't know why I couldn't think of her name. I could think of her face and her body.
Me too.
But my point being is that I mental picture. Oh, that's a nice one. But I do think it's more relatable when it comes from somebody that you know lived the lifestyle. It's almost like those preachers who had that like really checkered past. And you're like, oh, they did a complete 180. Like Jelly Roll is not a preacher, but he's like a country singer that had like this really bad past. So I think people can relate to those people who have had the mistakes and who have lived that lifestyle and they've turned their life around. Because I do think Johnny Manziel has turned things around. I'm pretty sure he doesn't drink anymore. I don't see him, like, actually partying.
Really?
So, have you followed him? I don't think he drinks.
Does he not? I don't know. Maybe that's just rumor. I hear he's at college bars all the time hanging around. Didn't somebody tweet that? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Also, didn't he have that documentary where he talked about he didn't drink as much anymore and he had like a drink next to him? Like he had a beer sitting right there. Maybe it's true. Maybe he's got it all together, you know? And also, when I wear a bracelet that says WWJD, it's what would Jelly Roll do? based on his history. You know, I take inspiration from him too.
I mean, Jelly Roll is a good public speaker. Like, I don't know if you've seen him at some of these award shows. There is a reason that people, like, follow him religiously. Like, the dude is huge, but my goodness, can he speak the hell out of, like, you know, some motivational speeches.
Yeah.
So, Jelly Roll, shout out to him. His music's good, too. All right, so let's get to some of these college games, because Diego Pavia is involved in one of the big ones this weekend. But if you are betting on football, you might as well do it over at BetMGM, because they've got a nice little college football parlay boost token waiting for you. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use this parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. All right, Jenk, so let's start with that one. Number 18, Vanderbilt at number 10, Alabama. Alabama laying 10.5 points, total of 56.5. So here's the quote from Diego Pavia this week. If we play our game, this game is not going to be close. I need to remind him that Vanderbilt is 10.5 point underdogs. He thinks it's going to be a blowout in favor of Vandy, and this is kind of his style. But let me ask you, is 10.5 too many points to give Vanderbilt?
I think it is. I think it's way too many points. I'm going to be on Vandy, but I also feel like it might be a bit of a square play. I was listening to Sammy P talk about this on Bet Sweats, and he was saying he was talking to some odds makers out in Vegas, and they make this number like 14.5, much bigger, whatever the number is. So he expects money to come in on Alabama right before game time, that a lot of sharp action is going to hammer the Crimson Tide. But I, you know, I don't know if I see it, honestly. I don't want to fade Vandy based on them winning last year, based on their offense. And I know when you look at their offense, you think it's just Diego Pavia. That's not the case. They are second in the country in offensive success rate. They're great at the line of scrimmage. It's a big offensive line. Clark Lee is a really good head coach. I think they're going to be motivated, and I just can't lay 10.5 with them, especially in what could be a bit of a letdown spot after winning at Georgia last week.
Yeah, it feels like 10.5 points is way too much to me. But again, I think I feel the exact same way that you do, is that sometimes when lines look too good to be true, they can be.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the game where Alabama puts everything together. Because I will say this, Ty Simpson looked really good last game.
He's great.
And maybe if they continue down that road, and this is a home game for Alabama, and they're normally even better at home, maybe they do roll here. And I'll say this is the X factor for Vanderbilt that they've been talking about here locally, is that Vanderbilt, as good as they have been playing, they've been pretty sloppy. Like, they've averaged like 80-something yards per game when it comes to penalties, even against Utah State. You know, they were giving them first downs because they could not clean up the penalties. That's through four games. This is not the first game of the season. So I don't know if this is something that you clean up when you go on the road, because usually those type of things do not get better when you're away from home, and especially when you're playing a team like Alabama. It doesn't feel like you can give them any more possessions than they already get. So maybe that's a factor. I hope not, because I will certainly be rooting for the underdogs. I at least hope this game is close.
Yeah, I do too. I just want to see a great football game, and clearly I want the Commodores to keep it within the number. But I do think Vandy, based on last year, and even despite the penalties, I've seen enough from them to think that they can at least make this competitive with Bama.
Yeah, I think if I was leaning a direction, it would be the 10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Half. All right, next up, let's go to this one, because it feels very parallel to me, because Florida State has a quarterback who also has a lot of confidence and talks a big game in Thomas Castellanos. So number 18 Florida State hosting number 3 Miami. Miami laying 4.5. And boy, Jenks, has that defense been outstanding this year, especially their run defense. And that's why I think it's going to be tough for Florida State to get things going. But 4.5 in a rivalry game when the rivalry feels absolutely renewed, which way do you lean here?
I am going to lay the 4.5 with Miami. I like Miami a lot here. And the one thing I took away from watching that Virginia-Florida State game was that Florida State kind of got pushed around. Like, Virginia had their way with Florida State on, you know, on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Like, right there where you would think Florida State would dominate. No, it was Virginia who was the more physical team. And that's a real problem against Miami because Miami's strength is their defensive line. Like, this is the number one unit in the country in adjusted yards per play. And I just feel like Miami is playing complete football right now. There's always that possibility that Mario Cristobal will lose his mind and make some sort of terrible mistake or terrible call late in the game. But Miami is just too good. And Carson Wentz, I can't believe I'm saying this, but he's playing as well as anyone in the country. He's just behind, I believe, Dante Moore, 9-1 to win a Heisman Trophy. I like the Canes.
Does this total feel high to you? Like, I look at the final scores of Miami's games, and maybe you can expect a lot from their offense, but 54.5, I don't think Florida State's going to score that much because Miami has not given up more than 24 points in any game this season.
Yeah, I'm a big backer of that Miami defense. Like, the Miami D is really, really good, and they replaced a lot of guys in the secondary through the portal, but those guys have been good. So going in, that was one of the real question marks for the Hurricanes. Not a question mark now, so I know it's just one game sample size based on what we saw in Charlottesville, and that was a huge game for Virginia because they normally don't win games like that. I think it was their first win over a top 10 team in like 20 years. So they kind of went into an atmosphere where they were kind of set up to maybe suffer the loss, and they did. But ultimately, Miami is just next level. I'm a big fan of what I've seen from the Hurricanes so far, and I just don't think Florida State can keep up. So I don't know if I'd go over there. If I had to lean one way, when you're looking at the total, I would definitely go under.
Yeah, it feels too high to me. I think that if you can stop the run against Florida State, that is a big deal because that's kind of one of the hallmarks of Gus Malzahn's offenses is that, you know, they do that option handoff to the quarterback where they just run the ball a lot. And I think it's going to be tough sledding when you have a Miami defense is giving up like 76 rush yards per game. Those are like NFL numbers. That's really good for college. All right, next up, Jenks. All right, let's talk about Texas. Feels like it's been a while since we've even talked about the Longhorns because I feel like everybody has pushed like Arch Manning off a cliff where they're like, we don't want to play with you anymore. We don't want to talk about you anymore. But Texas still remaining in the top 10. Number 9, Texas on the road at Florida this week and laying a mere 7 points. Total of 41.5, a very low total there. But do you think your Longhorns can rebound against the Gators?
I do, and I'm trying to figure out what in the hell is going on with this number. Like, it was sitting at Texas minus 7.5 at one point, went to Texas minus 7, went to Texas minus 4.5 now. So we've seen a ton of money coming on Florida. I don't know what exactly is going on here, but I'm going to be on Texas, and I just don't know. Like, at some point, the line moves too much where there's value on the other side. So even if you like the Gators earlier, I think there's value on Texas now. I'll happily take them at minus 4.5. But this is going to be a defensive battle. So if you're looking at a total, definitely skew towards the under. Total set at 42.5. Pretty low for a college game. But these are two of the best defenses in college football. Here's the thing. Florida has a ton of injuries on the defensive line. George Gums Jr., L.J. McCray, they're out indefinitely. Aaron Gates, their star cornerback, he is out for the year. He had surgery on his shoulder this week. So I know Texas has had issues offensively, like a lot of teams in the SEC, oddly enough. But Florida is so banged up, and the Texas defense is arguably the best in the country. And DJ Lagway, I don't trust him at all based on what we've seen from him this season. And I think there's a real possibility that the Gators could quit on Billy Napier, so I'm going to lay 4.5 of Texas.
I think the question that a lot of like casual fans and people who are not fans of Texas are wondering is, can we trust Arch Manning?
Yeah.
Like, did he get his mojo back? Because obviously that was an issue, and I think that Texas defense is good enough to where he doesn't have to be otherworldly. He doesn't have to put up Heisman numbers to win this game comfortably. But let me ask you, as a Texas fan, do you trust Arch here?
I don't know. I think he got his mojo back against Sam Houston State, and I know the immediate response is, dude, it's Sam Houston State, and I understand that. But what you have to understand is, even in the previous games before that, against UTEP and against San Jose State, these are also bad teams, and Arch couldn't hit a wide-open guy in front of him. Like, he got booed off the field because he had, what, 10 straight incompletions at one point? So him gaining that confidence back, and we've heard reports, too, that this is happening in practice as well. He was really in his head. Going back to last season, he got a couple starts in SEC play and was really good. So the talent is there. We know that. He's done it in SEC play before. He just kind of got the yips, if you will, and got in his head. I think he's going to do more of a drive-the-car type performance against Florida. They're not going to ask him to be spectacular. They're going to rely on him. They're going to put him in smart situations and rely on Sark's play calling and then let the defense do the rest. I think Arch can do enough here, and I think getting that confidence back against the Bearcats a couple weeks ago was huge for him.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it wasn't even matchup dependent. It was like he was missing throws where guys weren't even covered.
Yeah.
So like now that he's making those throws, it feels like the confidence is back and he's making those throws. It wasn't like the defense was in his face. He just had some type of a mental block. And if anybody can scheme up a good offensive game plan, I feel like Steve Sarkisian should get some credit here because he is an offensive guy.
I think that's exactly the case. And also, they get Trey Wisner back at running back this week. He's their number one guy. He hasn't played in the past few weeks. Emmett Mosley, the transfer from Stanford, he hasn't been playing because he's banged up. So he's going to get back in the lineup as well. Those are two huge offensive pieces for Texas as well.
Absolutely. Should be a great weekend in college football. Should be a great weekend in Major League Baseball as well. We get you ready for the divisional round in the postseason. It's coming up next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.